Welcome to the Not So Fast Podcast, the admins for the Freaky Fast Racing League and the National iRacing League discuss all the league happenings, along with other occasional unnecessary dialogue.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Today we have Elijah Travis, myself, Dave Gilbert. Welcome, ET.
Hello, Dave.
All right, so we usually start about with our week in iRacing, our official races or other league races. You do any other anything other than Freaky Fast this week?
No, I just did the regular Sunday race and the practice race that we did on Wednesday for the 24. And that was all I did.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of practice for the 24. I did the Wednesday for Freaky Fast, the races and stuff. And I don't know. Our team name is Not So Fast, and I put the not in the team Not So Fast. I'm the slow one. But nothing's changed. So it's good to reunite back with you, ET. Talk about a little bit about what you've been up to.
I've just kind of been trying to do my own thing. I really enjoy doing the sports car stuff. So anytime we get one of these big races like the Daytona 24, I usually try and get into those kind of races. There's still a few that I don't want to do, like the Nürburgring 24 and the Bathurst 12. But, you know, I try to get to all these races.
Awesome, man. Awesome. So we've been recruiting a little bit with our league over at National iRacing League, but we still haven't got up and running yet. But you've been, I know we race a lot with the Freaky Fast, and you, it seems like we're running by each other quite a bit for some reason.
I haven't seen you too much, but
I guess not this week. This season I haven't been racing, but it seemed like last season every time I turned around I was around you.
Yeah.
This season I haven't been able to join. My schedule's changed a little bit, but hopefully I'll be able to get back in a little bit in a couple races this season. So, anyways, we put up a podcast question of the week. My question was, what former NASCAR driver, dead or alive, would you like to race with on iRacing? Did you have anybody in mind?
That was an interesting question, and I'm going to say Tony Stewart. I think he's just, like, a guy that is right to the point and doesn't give you any shits.
Yeah, he does speak his mind, and he is. I have to be honest with you. At first, the first half of his career, I really could not stand him, and the same with Kevin Harvick. But then towards the end of their careers, I have started to like him more, and I think that probably will end up being the case with Kyle Busch.
Yeah, it usually is with most drivers that are really aggressive. Later on in their careers, they mature a little bit, and then they start to drive a little bit cleaner.
Yeah, I think now that Kyle Busch is with Richard Childress, that it'll probably be more the same with him. He's maybe got a little bit humbled having to find a new ride, you know, so we'll see. It seems like it's changed his attitude just in the interviews I've seen with him so far, you know.
But I'm pretty sure that happened with Dale Earnhardt too. Dale Earnhardt wasn't really respected too much for his first few championships.
Yeah. Yep. So we had some people that did say Dale Earnhardt or Dale Earnhardt Jr. That they would like to race with.
Clint Boyer.
Keith mentioned Clint Boyer.
I did.
Yeah, Clint would be funny to heck to just be around in general, I think.
It's like it would just be non-stop fun hanging,
Yeah.
around, like as wired as he is all the time and crap,
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Dale Jr. Was one of them, and I think he, you can hear him in his podcast. The dude just loves stock cars, you know what I mean? He just loves racing. So
I've
he would
actually
be
been in
cool.
a practice session with Dale Jr.
Oh yeah.
Last year for the 500, I was you know the little practice session that it puts you in before actually sending you to the actual session?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually in that practice session with Dale Jr.
Oh, that's
I have
cool.
yeah, I have a picture of it. Not a great picture, but I have a picture of it. So
Yeah,
I have proof.
and our that was the Freaky Fast guys. Those guys were, had those answers. Patrick Anderson mentioned he'd like to be in a session with Kyle Larson or Kevin Harvick. Josh McKinney said Alan Kubica. Alan Kubica, I remember watching Alan Kubica. He was more like the quiet guy that you that he had he was always thinking about the process, he's like an engineering background. He was the quiet guy that was just going to outthink you to win that championship, and that's what he did. He outstrategized, he didn't he never was the the loud mouth or anybody. So and somebody else picked Bobby Labonte. So Bobby Labonte might be cool.
I have a little story since like this kind of goes on the topic of what we're talking about. My wife, way when she was young and stuff, her family used to go to Daytona every year. Like just mind, like she's young, like 8, 9 years old and stuff, and they would hook the camper up. And they go down there and be in the infield and stuff. And 1 year they're they're in the camper and stuff. There's a knock on the door. And they open up the door and stuff. The guy's standing there. He's like, I see you're from Virginia. He's like, I'm from Virginia too. Like, oh really? Or what? No, it was Wendell Scott. Then he proceeded to sit there and drink beers with her dad or whatnot for a while, and
Oh,
hang
that's
out.
a cool. That would be a cool guy to get to see also, Wendell Scott. Somebody put Dick Trickle and Benny Parsons. Benny Parsons, I watched him commentate. I never really got to see him drive a whole lot, but he was a hoot, in the broadcast booth. Dick Trickle, that dude won thousands of short track races all over the country.
Jets.
And yeah, he would not be another cool one. And my personal pick would be like Cale Yarbrough, because that guy was an owner. He was a driver. I mean, you hear stories of that guy flying around in airplanes with a bear. Like he had some stories. I read his biography in high school, and he had some funny stories or some cool stories where he's fighting bears and such. And yeah, that guy would be a good one, because he raced with Junior Johnson. He raced with all them greats back in the day, but he also raced into the 80s too.
Yeah, kind of close to the transformation of NASCAR, from old NASCAR coming into newer NASCAR.
Yeah, and I read Kyle Petty's book. I don't know if anybody got a chance to read Kyle Petty's book, but it's a great read, and he'd be a good one to have also, because that guy's got, I mean, he probably put 100 stories in that book, and I bet you he's got another 1,000 stories that he could add,
I'm sure, like all of them. Really and stuff, like that's why, like watching like Junior's like podcast stuff, because he has tons of stories himself, but he loves hearing stories from everybody and stuff. And he loves hearing stories from other people about his dad too, you know?
Yeah.
He actually like cares and listens and stuff. You know, some people are just be like, yeah, okay, whatever, you know, but like he loves hearing them though.
Yeah. Yep. So, That's the podcast question of the week. Just going over some of them answers. We'll put another podcast question of the week up here this week for next week's podcast. But this week you guys got to kick off your GT3 series on Wednesday night. But actually, I guess Sunday comes before Wednesday, so we'll talk about your stock car series first.
All right, so I got the results pulled up. I don't know if you got them pulled up, Keith, but Alec Daff. Yeah, he tried to do the 24. He crashed out, so he's gonna try it again.
Yeah,
he did the 4.2 instead of the 2.24.
It wasn't even the 4.2, really. It wasn't. We weren't even 4 hours in when we got wrecked. But Kevin sat there and let the car get fixed and went back out and ran a whole stint. But like, we were just sitting there deciding the whole stint if we should go, and we were like more than a second off the pace. Or like, let's just do another one. I was like, this is gonna be nothing but boring running off the pace for the next 20 hours. It's just not worth it.
So. Yeah, it'd be different if you ran 20 hours and you only had 4 hours left.
Right, you know, then it's, then it's let the car get fixed and head up a thing, so.
Yeah, and limping home.
I think we're running around 14th or 15th right now. Lucas is in the car. I think Kevin's actually getting ready to get in the car, so we're not doing too bad right now.
Yeah, well, yeah. My two team cars is currently 7th. They're like 5 laps down, and they only got like 8 hours left in the race, I think.
Oh, that's cool. Currently, Patrick Anderson is sitting 5th with, he's about 30 seconds back from the leader. But the race just kind of started about an hour and a half ago, so.
Well, at least this session, last night, we actually had all three classes in our session.
Yeah, we just have GT3s because, you know, my I-rating brought us down quite a bit.
Well, no, it was quite the opposite with us. Alec brought ours up a lot, considering he's like 3,000 right now. But, yeah, we only have two classes. We have the LMDH and just GT3s in this session. So, I don't know. We had an LMDH take us out last night.
Yeah, I wonder how many people actually joined in the LMP2. You know, overall, I'm sure it's a small number.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
It's definitely a smaller number.
Than the other two.
Than the other, definitely. But, I mean, we had them in our split last night. I'm not sure. We were, like, a mid-split. So, but I don't know, like.
And it's really hard to tell because our practice race only had one driver, Josh McKagan.
Yeah, he won. That was funny. He won the race on the first lap.
Just by gritting. I don't think he even did another lap. He just completed the first lap and was like, "Hey, I'm done. I won."
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, well, you know, like even all the practice during the week, there wasn't that much of them. I would say that we had them in our split last night. That like, there was closer probably to bottom split of them, which makes everything even more scarier when you have like bottom split of the other classes in your class with GT3s.
Yeah. Yep. So, why don't you go over your results for the stock car race then?
All right. So, Alec Daffin won the race with Josh McKagan finishing 2nd and Luke Smith finishing 3rd. Daffin had the fastest lap, leading 42 laps. We had 9 cautions with 44 laps, and this was at Richmond. So, it was kind of understandable. 11 lead changes and 125 laps were completed in the end.
Hey, shout out to Michael Gitchell. He must not have had. He might have got that monkey off his back because he finally.
Yeah, Michael Gitchell got seventh finish, seventh place. So it's definitely an improvement.
He's had like 2 months of nonstop bad luck in every race that he's been in. So
yeah, I think the last four races in this league alone, he's crashed out.
It seemed like a lot of the times he was around me when it happened too. It's like it was bad luck for him to be around me.
Yeah, I remember back in the day when we raced Gas and Go street stocks. It was like a 12-week season, but I remember getting wrecked out of 11 of the 12 races. But I mean, just sometimes you just can't get that monkey off your back. You have to, the season just has to end, and you got to start a new season. Press reset. But, I can't believe Alec Daffin got a win.
It's so surprising.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen, right? You know? Like,
yeah. Wake me up when somebody else wins, actually. But, congratulations to Alec on that victory. So you guys are going to, is it Red Bull this next week?
Red Bull Ring in Austria.
Yeah. So how exciting is that?
It's, honestly, a little bit interesting because I'm doing the 11 o'clock time slot for the 24. So we're going to finish the 24, get like 6 hours of rest, and then we're going to do the Red Bull Ring in the stock cars.
So you got to hope that your braking points are on point, so to speak.
I have one driver on my team who is doing a league race in between that break as well. Wow. An F1 league race. So he's racing 2 days straight.
Yeah,
I've been
my back hurts just thinking about that.
I've been racing all week. I've ran a ton of officials this week, you know, getting ready for this weekend, and I haven't turned a lap. I don't think I've turned a lap at Red Bull in the Xfinity card since me and Lucas made the setup. That was the last time I was actually in the car.
Yeah, I don't even own that track.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean it's an F1 track, but the Xfinity car, I mean, it runs well there. You know, last season we were thinking about something new to go to. Like,
yeah, I saw you guys thinking about Spa.
You know.
The Xfinity car actually has a Spa setup.
Well, I think actually we based the Red Bull is the Spa setup with changes to it. I think that's what we used as a base setup was Spa. I think, don't hold me to that.
I seen an ARCA Break Weekly with the Xfinity cars at Monza.
Yeah, that was the Monza Oval, which it looked like it was in reverse. No, I guess it was turning to the left.
Well, no, because they was turning. They were in the road course. That video I seen.
They were in the road.
They were at the road course, but they there was a part where they were on the big oval, and the funniest thing was
that's the combined circuit.
Yeah,
I think it maybe it is. But the funniest part is that the guy come up behind him. And he said, "I'm gonna bump you." And the guy on the ARCA Break Weekly was like, "No, no, please don't." And the guy bumped him and just cleaned him out, man. He was begging him to not bump Draft, and the guy still did.
And like, officials were at Monza this week on the oval, you know, in Xfinity. It's it's a very old track, and all you do is bounce around and stuff. Is like, I ain't going nowhere.
And it's not made for stock cars either.
No.
It's made for those older F1 cars.
It's made for cars back in the 60s and 70s is what it's made for.
Yeah, I think that Break Weekly was from like 2020 or something. It wasn't anything new. Yeah, but I was just cracking up laughing when the guy was begging him to not bump draft him, and the guy still did and wrecked him.
What's funny is that whenever they wreck, and you're going down the front straight, whether it's like the actual front straight or the oval pit straight, you can see the crashes on the other side of the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. But so anyways, we went to, speaking of road courses, we took the GT3s on Wednesday night to Daytona.
For our 90, our GMS 3D, 90 minutes of Daytona on Wednesday, you know, with coming up, we threw up a couple practice, threw up a 90 minute race, you know, this week, and I believe Garrett Sidenor won the race.
No, I remember. Yeah, he was fast.
I think Susie came in.
No, he disconnected. Oh, it did.
He disconnected in the race.
Yeah, I have the results. Jason Hurdle ended up winning.
Hurdle won it overall in the GTP class, and then Sidenor in the
Evan Hurdle,
three class.
Yes.
I know. I was quick in the first half of the race until pit stops, and then I missed my pit spot because Garrett. I was running down Garrett, you know, and Susie before the pit stops, and then when the pits, my pit stall was all the way like at the end, like I should say the beginning of it, and I like drove past it and had to back up to it and everything. I was like, well, this was fun.
Yeah, I was happy to go an hour and a half and only be lapped by the leaders once.
and then there towards the end of the race, I was running Patrick down, and I took a nice ride at the end of the race. Almost destroyed Wheeler.
I just got out.
Oh, hi, Patrick.
David's in right now. Right now we're fifth.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're just talking about the GT3 race on Wednesday night. You end up finishing fourth. Garrett Sidenor finished first on the BMW, the hybrid, the Hurdle, Bordeaux, ET. Jose Puig and Justin Callaway rounded out the top five of that thing. Oh, and Dallara.
We can't forget about McKagan.
Yeah, he got the win. He got first and last.
I did that once.
Well, so we lost one spot in the pit. So David came out sixth. No.
Yep. We went Thursday night. We did a recruitment race for our truck series. So if anybody's listening and you're looking for a truck series on Thursday nights, we have spots available. But it was pretty decent. The race was. We ended up just doing 40 laps. We only had two cautions and a hosted session. That's pretty decent. We raced at Legacy Texas. We had, there at the end, we had a big pile up, so it was just survival of the fittest to get to the finish for the finish line. But it looks like Bobby Anderson finished second. He was the highest running league driver. Mike Miller, Kevin Bernheimer, David Scott, Richard Crane, Joe Turkle, and myself, second through eighth. In that, no Patrick Anderson on there.
No, I was gonna race, but then I got a migraine, so I laid down.
Yeah, and then we went to on Friday night. We did the Next Gen Cup cars at Legacy Texas, and believe it or not, we went 60 laps in a hosted race with no cautions.
Nice.
So awesome. Yeah, it was a good race. We had a few recruits out of it, there wasn't a lot of league drivers in it, so maybe the league drivers are the issue. We only had two league drivers in it. I'm sorry, four league drivers in it. But it was a lot of fun. I just I did race control for that because there wasn't very many admins, so I didn't race. But if I'd have known that it was going to go caution free and I wouldn't have to black flag anybody, I would have just raced.
Yeah, that would have been at least a little bit more fun for you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I mean, race control was pretty boring when you don't get to black flag anybody. Nobody has any issues. I didn't have to clear any black flags. So there was no cautions to do anything like that. So, but we'll take races like that next Saturday or next Thursday. We're going to be doing the same thing. We'll be recruiting at Las Vegas. We're recruiting at Las Vegas next week in the trucks and at in the next gens on Friday. But that's about it for the podcast. It's a little short this week because of the Daytona 24. We don't have a lot going on. Everybody's been practicing for that. I know we got a lot of drivers in our leagues that are participating in the Daytona 24. So good luck to everybody listening. Hopefully they are able to provide decent finishes for themselves. And next season, we'll have to discuss doing some podcast teams, getting the podcast logo on some teams out there or something.
Well, definitely.
Yeah, I know. But we're gonna put something together for Spa for 24 hours.
I think that's so. Which one's the next endurance race? Is that Spa? Or Bathurst, right?
Bathurst 12 hours.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
I don't want to touch it.
I think the next one we'll do, I think, is Sebring. I think Sebring's in March.
Yeah. So we got the Bathurst 12 hours, February 10th through the 12th, then the Daytona 500, and then the Sebring 12 hours, March 24th through the 26th.
Yeah. The shorter ones, me and Lucas, usually we're two team. It's just us two that do the shorter ones and just the 24-hour ones, you know.
I'm excited for this newer endurance race coming out with the Nissan GTP, the old one, and the Audi 90 GTO. That's a 500-kilometer race at Road America. That one's coming up in April.
I think that one would be fun.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
Yeah, it's the Road America 500. It's kind of a blast of the past with older cars from the 90s.
That sounds like fun. And Road America, I like that track.
Now, I haven't driven the Toyota GR86 on a road course. Actually, believe it or not, I've ran it on a lot of ovals, but no road courses. But I feel like it would be a decent road course car.
Well, this season, on Wednesdays for GT3s, we're actually running the Toyota. We're running GT3s and Toyotas. We're running, Toyota out there for people who want to learn and, you know, might not want to handle the big car and stuff. So we figure we never want to do GT4s. GT4s are still hard to handle, but the Toyota is a blast. I drove the Toyota at the war, and it was just an absolute blast to drive. So,
I did GT4 at the Roar and trying to get ready for this race. And they are a lot more of a handful to drive.
I was practicing in it, and I was like, no, I'll be the slowest car out on the track. That's all right. I'll have more fun than trying to hang on to... because people just think, you know, like drive GT3s, hey, I'll get in a GT4. It's like, nah, it's a completely different car, and it can be a handful.
Yeah, the funniest thing on that one was the I was going through the bus stop chicane in first and second place. At about an hour and 22 minutes into that race, they finally lapped me, and first place goes to inside of me, and second place goes to go on the outside of me, and they both wreck me instead of usually it's the lap car that's wrecking the leaders, but they were pretty impatient trying to get around me. I just saw my line, so that's all I could have done in that instance. And
I was like last night, us in our session, it's like the leaders in the LMDH, like they're just throwing it places, trying to pass through in places. Like, why? In our session last night, we actually had Xfinity driver Parker Relef in our session, and well, he started the race and he was gone. He left everybody behind. It was like, I'm sure everybody that was in the LMDH in our split last night, like, just felt horrible when they seen him in the session because they knew they had no chance at winning, really.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got for this week. Next week we'll have some more recruitment races, and you guys are be at Red Bull. And where is the stock car series at?
This weekend?
Red Bull. Wednesday night. No, I'm sorry. The GT3 series, the sports car series.
It's Virginia International.
Virginia, which is a free track now.
Yep, it's free track now. Updated free track.
Yeah.
I was going to say, please don't say Daytona.
Nah, we didn't put Daytona there, you know, for the sole fact that, you know, of this and everything, where it started. But we've never been to VIR before, but now that it's free, we're like, yeah, we definitely have to put it on the schedule. So we figured, hey, let's start the season there.
Yeah. So do you have, I've not looked at your schedule, and I should, but do you have any, like, Rovals on the schedule, NASCAR Rovals?
Charlotte.
There's a lot of fun ones.
Charlotte is like usually always on
the schedule. Yeah, Charlotte's on their race 5.
Yeah, Charlotte. We're not going to Daytona at all this season. Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of decent ones though. You got the Indy Road Course.
We go to Indy.
I'm excited for Long Beach.
Yeah.
We've never been to Long Beach. I mean, it's we're going to, there's a bunch of tracks on there that we've never been to during the season. We've never been to VIR or Long Beach, Monza, Coda, Road Atlanta. Yeah.
What about any street courses?
That's Long Beach.
Okay.
We went there once for a off-season race.
I know we did the cup cars one time at Belle Isle, and that was actually, pretty decent.
I love Belle Isle. I wish I could have done that.
I don't know Belle Isle.
Belle Isle is it's a decent little street course. It's a fun street course. Yeah.
I've been to Belle Isle before.
Yeah. I think it'd be a good one for the GT3s. But that's all I got. You guys got anything to add to this one before we shut it off right here?
I think that's about it for me.
I mean, I'm just waiting to start my race in like an hour.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you guys next week here on the Not So Fast podcast. Are you looking to be immersed into your racing rig? Using patented technology, Butt Kicker products connect you to your couch or chair to send the feeling of special effects, explosions, rocket launches, racing engines, music, and much more right through it. It's a new immersive dimension in home entertainment.